We had a caller unable to hold on that asked a great question. He says, Rosie, when you're redoing your insulation, do you take the old out first? And no, not generally. You don't have to. Generally speaking, we don't. Occasionally, we will, but not on a regular basis. Just figure out what's there, how much you have, and then that'll tell you how much more you need to top it off with to get you back up to that R30, R38.
And they do have vacuums for sucking out old insulation. At the point, it's just been up there for so long, and it makes sense to take that weight out before putting in a brand new fresh bed of R39.
Yeah. All right, let's see if we can get to Bonnie. She's got a project she's trying to tackle around her home. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What are you trying to get done today?
So I moved into a house built in 1940 in Central Phoenix, and it's adobe. And I want to install some custom 5-inch baseboards throughout the whole home. And my question is, should I only nail the baseboards in, or should I nail and glue because of the adobe?
And it's adobe on the inside?
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't fur out anything. And you're going to apply a wood, 5-inch wood baseboard to a to an adobe wall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're probably going to have to use a little glue.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you probably are. And then once that sets up and you've nailed it in place, and what are you going to do at the outside and the inside corners? Is it a radius corner, or is it a sharp 90-degree corners?
Sharp 90-degree corners.
Okay, so you're just going to miter it around the corner.
Correct.
Will you be painting this baseboard, or is it stain grade?
Yes.
Okay, painting. So then once it's installed, Bonnie, you're probably going to have to do a tape caulk joint between the adobe and the baseboard to get a nice, crisp, sharp line.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you apply the tape to the adobe behind the baseboard. You apply the caulk, and while the caulk is still wet, you then take a knife, cut above the caulk, and remove the tape, and you will have the nicest, cleanest caulk joint you've ever seen in your life. And let that cure, and then you'll paint right back to that line, and it'll give you a nice, really sharp, crisp line.
Great. Great. That sounds awesome.
Hey, well, congratulations. Adobe home, historic adobe home in what part of town?
In Central Phoenix.
Oh, that's nice. I like the home, and I've never even seen it.
Yeah, it's great. It's very, I mean, talk about energy efficient.
Yeah.
My electric bill this month was $63.
Woot, 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 woot. Can't get any better than that.
I know.
All right.
I know.
Bonnie, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Folks, we'll be signing off here in just a minute. And over the course of this next week, if you'd like to get anything done around your house, home, castle, or cabin, and you'd like it done professionally installed, go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. It's the number one contractor referral service in the entire state of Arizona. If you want a remodeling project at your home, there's only one place you can go to get it done, Rosie Wright, and that's rosieonthehouse.com. If you're down in Pima County, Pinal County, Pima County, you'll give John Reuter a call at Assurance Builders. If you're out in the East Valley, you'll call Brad Christensen at BC Renovations. If you're in the East Central Valley, Scottsdale, PV, Arcadia, Carefree, you'll call Rosie Wright Remodeling. If you're in North Central Phoenix, you'll call Kirk Development. If you're in the West Valley, you'll call TWD. If you're up in Prescott, you'll call Tom Riley at Renovations. We got you covered.
Flagstaff, JKC.
You call JKC and Flagstaff. They'll all get it done. Rosie Wright. It's the only place you can go to get it done that way.
It's interesting what always ticks off
response. Feedback. You're reading a lot of emails that are coming in, huh?
Well, this is one email I'm trying to read through.
Yeah? Do we have time?
No.
Okay.
But Rick Cunningham in Oro Valley absolutely agrees with you on outsolation. And we get into technical terms of thermodynamics and law one and law two, and the Q over T, where Q is the heat flow. Your AC rate is removing the T, which is the temperature where the insulation is located. The higher the T, the lower the entropy production rate is for any given cue. Do you want me to go on? I'll post it online if you want to read it. But he gives a very scientific explanation of why. He absolutely agrees with us. Outsolation is key.
Okay, very good.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Hey, we hope y'all have a great and blessed week. Don't get scared. We'll be back next Saturday. In the meantime, you can find us at rosieonthehouse.com.